Welcome to the Chosen People radio program, a production of Chosen People Ministries. On this program, you'll hear inspiring stories, learn about messianic apologetics, and discover God's plan for Israel and you. And wherever you're listening right now, we hope you lean in, listen closely, and learn a lot. Now let's welcome our hosts, Mitch Glazer, president of Chosen People Ministries, and Robert Walter, our New York regional director.
Shalom, dear friends, and welcome to The Chosen People. With me is my good friend and colleague, Bobby Walter.
Shalom. Shalom, Mitch. Shalom to all of you as well. Thank you for joining us.
Bobby leads the largest work of Chosen People in the United States, our work in New York City. Why is it the largest work, Bobby?
Because this is where most Jewish people in America live.
Oh, yeah. Listen to that. Yeah. That makes perfect sense. And so you make sure you pray for Bobby. Maybe you want to send him a note at chosenpeople.com. Let him know that you're praying for him and for his family. He has a lot of responsibility. And so we're going to talk now, Bobby, about the end times.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you all, but every time I see something in the news, I read the paper, I mean, I just see Matthew chapter 24, you know, in the pages of the newspaper and on the TV screen and on my computer screen. I feel like it's happening. I'm almost afraid of saying this is like it is, because then someone's going to say, well, you don't know for sure. And I'm going to say, you're right, but my gosh, can't you see it? I mean, it's so clear to me that we're living in the last days. And as I said last week, almost 70% of true blue evangelicals agree that we're living in the last days. That was a survey of 3,800 Christians. And we believe that that's accurate. So my guess is that 7 out of 10 of you listening believe we're in the last days. And so Bobby's going to help us better understand what we mean by the last days. And we're going to jump right back into the Olivet Discourse in Matthew chapter 24. Open up your Bibles, and let's begin looking at it carefully and through a Jewish lens.
Okay. Yeah, that's it. This is exciting. I mean, we're kind of going to pick up where we left off in Matthew 24, where we talked about some of these signs, these birth pains that lead up to the end and the return of the Messiah. And the coming of the kingdom in all of its fullness. We talked about wars and rumors of wars and just global strife and issues that people have with one another. We talked about natural disasters and issues that people face. And then in Matthew 24, beginning in verse 9 through verse 14, Yeshua starts to talk to his disciples directly and lets them know that being one of his followers will also be a very difficult thing to do. It's going to be a hard experience, okay? This is the reality. Are there blessings? Of course there are, like blessings beyond our understanding, blessings that await us in the kingdom, but also blessings that we experience in this life. But at the same time, it's balanced out with the fact that we still live in a fallen world, okay? And as a result of that, as his followers, we still deal with lots of issues and bitterness and trials and tribulations.
So, Bobby, based upon chapter 24, verse 9, do you see an increase in the persecution of Christians?
So this is a great question. And honestly, it's a question that can be applied to even like what he's previously said about earthquakes and famines and wars and rumors of wars, because we could easily look over the past 2,000 years and find a constant stream of these issues of wars, rumors of wars.
Just 1,000 years they weren't picked up on radio.
Exactly. So apparently, though, what Yeshua is saying is that leading up to his return, all of these things will be ramped up in some way. So can we sit here and say that that persecution of believers is at an all-time high? I don't know if we could say that. I mean, I would hate to be the one to go to some of the early Christian martyrs who—
And say, your time,
yeah.
Thank you for sort of being part of what's going to happen to us, but it was mild.
Right, yeah. to to Christians who were like eaten by, torn to shreds by lions or tigers in the Roman Colosseum.
Yeah.
You don't
don't want to do that.
Yeah. Always been these issues. But in verse 14, Mitch, I think we find a really powerful statement from Yeshua where he says, "This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all the nations, and then the end will come." And I think this is important because it just undergirds the purpose and the ministry and the calling that is on every believer on this planet throughout all time. And that is to be about the Father's business and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom to the Jew first and equally to the Gentile.
And he truly hasn't promised us a rose garden.
He hasn't.
In fact, it's a rose garden maybe, but it's filled with thorns.
Right.
Because it's going to be a tough slog.
Right.
As we get closer to the end. And of course, you have children, I have children, you were at the birth, I was at the birth. When men talk about birth pangs, just listen with a grain of salt. But as observers, we could see that it gets more intense and more intense and more intense and more intense until the birth. And so I think that's exactly what we're going to see. Mm-hmm. Again, for me, I'm looking at it actually in some degree through Jesus' eyes, and he's clear. He still needs to die. He still needs to rise. He still needs to send his spirit and send the disciples out to make disciples of all the world. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, all that is based on his crucifixion and resurrection and the coming of the Spirit. And so all that is ahead, but he's talking to them now, and I just don't think they understand it.
Yeah.
I don't think they get it.
I don't think so either.
I think one day they may have been walking along a Judean field, and all of a sudden, this is what he meant. So they began to understand it, maybe step by step. But look at these things that would happen. Many will fall away.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be betrayals. False prophets will arise and lead people astray. Lawlessness, antinomianism is
right.
Against the law, will increase, and the love of many will grow cold.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the one who endures to the end will be saved. And if you have the Holy Spirit in you, you will endure to the end. There's no doubt about it. But we need to work with God and partner with him in absorbing and even sometimes embracing these difficulties, because he's using them to transform our character. And if all the world is going through these difficulties and we're going through these difficulties as believers, then the way we go through it and the way we basically show our faith in Yeshua as the Messiah as we go through it is a huge part of our testimony. So if believers didn't go through stuff and others didn't go through the same stuff, then people wouldn't see the testimony.
Right.
So I do believe, and some of you will not believe this, we love you anyway. It's not an explicit chosen people position. I'm the president. I wish it was, but I can't force people on everything. But I do believe that believers will not go through the great tribulation period of 7 years, 3.5 bad and 3.5 really bad. I believe that we will be taken up before that happens. However, if you don't believe that, no worries about it. Just send an email to me. Give me your name and where you are. Give me your geographic details. And when the time comes, raise your hand. I'll pick you up on the way up. Mitch cares. Mitch does care, okay? But whether or not you go through the Great Tribulation, as we get closer even to that event, it's going to become more and more intense and more and more intense. And we only know what we know because we live when we live, but it will become more and more intense. We're doing something very special this summer, and it might be something that you might want to participate in. We have a number of street witnessing campaigns that begin with the word Shalom. So we have Shalom, New York, and that is a wonderful experience that you could join us. We also have Shalom, San Francisco. San Francisco has one of the largest Jewish populations in the country, And we are really dedicated to reaching the Jewish people in the Bay Area, almost 400,000. And if you would like more information, just go to the Chosen People website and you will find Shalom San Francisco. And it will be somewhere around the last week of June, first week of July. And it's just 7 days. And I think that you would have a wonderful time sharing the gospel. We'll give you training. We'll help you raise support because it's a support raise opportunity. But what a great place to shine your light for Jesus among both Jews and Gentiles in San Francisco. Let me invite you to go to chosenpeople.com/radio. I hope that you'll be there.
And Mitch, as you talk about just the testimony, the opportunity in the midst of suffering as followers of Yeshua that we have, and I say this with like all as much humility as I can muster, because this is not an easy thing to suffer well. But the testimony that it shines forth for the sake of the Messiah, I think is probably like one of the most powerful testimonies that we can you know, share and express with the world. And this is what makes me think of our staff in Israel.
Absolutely.
I know that you've got some things that you want to share.
I do, Bobby.
Some updates from our staff and what they've been going through throughout this just barrage of missiles that have been coming from Iran.
I so admire our staff. I mean, they are the examples of people who are blessed because they're experiencing persecution. They've embraced it. They don't like it, but they live with it, and they love the Lord through it, and they share the gospel in the bomb shelters. So here's some, I'm on a WhatsApp group with our staff in Israel, and let me read you a couple of notes that I wrote down. Here's one message from one of our staff. Thank you so much for your prayers. Today's strike was in Haifa. As one of our missionaries mentioned before, we've been living in Kiryat Atta for almost 3 years now. But honestly, recently, the attacks have intensified and become more frequent, and there are more and more direct hits. A few days ago, there was a strike and not far from us, in our city. Missiles are coming towards us, both from Hezbollah and from Iran. We've even learned to tell where they are coming from and where to run. But God is protecting us by His mercy. Thanks for your prayers, and may God protect us all. Now, let me read sort of a moment-by-moment series of events. It's short. It was a nice 35 hours without a siren. Oh, well, they love waking us up at night. I guess there was a siren. And then 1 minute later, hope you can get back to sleep. 2 minutes later, another wave is on its way. 5 minutes later, Iran is sending another round. 6 minutes later, and another wave. Few minutes later, a third time, and then 2 minutes later, watching and praying, and then 4 minutes later. Now the clusters are exploding near us before they passed us by. A couple minutes later, now they send some more to tell us to wake up. No sleep for the sleepy. She has 3 children, by the way. Then a few minutes later, sheltering. That means they're in a shelter, a bomb shelter. Then a few minutes later in the afternoon, same person, sheltering. So they went out and they came back in. And then someone says, it was a fragment impact on Bialik Street in Ramat Gan. That's where our center, which had been bombed earlier, is at this point. Was it Ramat Gan? Someone asked. The answer, yes. Anyone hurt? I heard a report of one light injury, I think in Ramat Gan. Praying, so sorry for the 4 deaths in Haifa. And then someone said, I'm sick, but I'm spending all day sick in the bomb shelter. We're praying for you, feel better. Sorry to hear it. We pray for a quick recovery. And so these are the kinds of terrible situations that our staff is going through. And they're not asking for pity. All they're asking for is prayer, that they might stand as witnesses of Yeshua. And it's sort of like Acts chapter 2, Bobby, when the disciples were let out, Peter and John were let out of jail. And then they went and found the disciples who were praying for their release. And then together they prayed. And what's interesting in that prayer is, number one, they pray Psalm 2, which is really beautiful. It's a wonderful psalm to pray at that time when you're persecuted. But the second thing they do is they said, Lord, send your spirit. So they're not praying, Lord, take us out. Mm. They're praying, Lord, give us your spirit so that we have the power to endure. And so often we go through hard times in this life. And so we need to ask God, not always to just remove the burden or remove the sickness, although that's our natural intent. You know, from a human point of view, that will almost always be a better solution. But we also need to pray, Lord, help us endure. And I think that's a lesson that we need to learn as we face these difficult times in which we live. So how close are we really to the second coming of Yeshua? Now, of course, closer than the day before.
Mm-hmm.
However, real quickly, we only have a few minutes. There is a sign that's identifiable that actually Jesus tells the disciples to remember and to look at. And it's the abomination of desolation. Mm. Verse 15, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken by the prophet Daniel standing in the holy place, then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let the one who's on the housetop not go down to take what is in his house. Let the one who's in the field not turn back to take his cloak. And also for women who are pregnant, for those who are nursing infants in those days, pray that it won't be on the Sabbath, for there will be great tribulation such as not been found from the beginning of the world until now. And if the days had not been numbered, then no one would be saved.
So Mitch, let me ask you a question then. In verse 15, as he's talking about this abomination of desolation, how are we supposed to understand that? What is that pointing to?
It's pretty complicated, Bobby, but let me try and summarize the best I can. When the Antichrist is revealed in the middle of the tribulation, then everybody will know it. He'll break the covenant and we can flee. But it's all the things that lead up to the rebuilding of that third temple,
mm-hmm.
and all of the conflicts that are brewing in the Middle East. And so we know that these conflicts are signs. And as they intensify, maybe there's going to be a great leader who makes peace.
Mm-hmm.
But that leader is untrustworthy,
mm-hmm.
because that leader is inspired by Satan, not by God.
Gotcha.
And that leader will break that covenant, break that commitment, and then literally all hell will break loose.
Yeah.
So until then, you can stay put and endure it. But when you see that, then you better go. Now, if you believe like Mitch does, that you won't be there, then you don't have to worry about it all that much. But the signs are getting closer and closer and closer and intensifying in these days. Wars, rumors of wars, you can see it day in and day out. But for those of you who don't know Jesus yet and are listening or watching as your Savior, you need to get right with God now, because things are going to happen fast. And when they happen, you may not have the opportunity to repent and be saved. So do it now. If you're watching, if you're listening, take a moment, talk to God. He loves you. He died for you. Do it now.
I just want to just jump right in and just praise Adonai and just lift him up. Let's sing this chorus together. We exalt thee. We exalt thee. We adore thee, oh Lord, oh Lord. Like sing it in Hebrew, Neromemcha, Neromemcha, Adonai, 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 Adonai
At Chosen People Ministries, our desire is to share the good news of Jesus, Yeshua, the Messiah, with Jewish people in ways that are challenging, creative, and compelling. We can only accomplish this mission with the partnership, prayers, and financial support of listeners like you. You'll find us at chosenpeople.com/radio.
Thank you so much for joining us today. And as we close things out, we just want to invite you to visit our website, chosenpeople.com/radio. And when you do, you can learn more about this program and learn more about Chosen People Ministries and what we're about, where we're located, the kinds of things that we're doing. There's so many good resources and such good content there for you to check out. In addition to that, we would love to hear from you. So please send us an email. If you have any kind of questions or comments, you can send us an email. Any complaints or gripes, make sure you address it to Mitch directly.
Thank you, Bobby.
You're very welcome, Mitch. And our email address, it's radio@chosenpeople.com. You can also call us and leave a voicemail. And we listen to those voicemails, and we, on this program, we like to interact with them even. So the phone number to call is 914-288-1466. That's 914-288-1466. Now, when you visit our website, chosenpeople.com/radio, there's also a free gift that we have for you. This is a new book by a great friend of our ministry, Dr. Michael Rydelnik, and the book is called How Should Christians Think About Israel? It's an incredibly relevant book for this very season in which we live, and it will answer all of the good questions, the important questions that you might have concerning Israel, the Jewish people, and how believers, how followers of Jesus are to interact and understand all of these questions. So please be sure to visit us. And again, we thank you so much. We pray the Lord's blessings upon you. And actually, we're going to close out our time now with the Aaronic benediction.
Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmarecha. Ya'er panav elecha v'chunecha, Yisa Adonai panav elecha v'yasem lecha shalom, v'yasem lecha shalom.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift his countenance upon you and be gracious to you. May the face of the Lord shine upon you and give you peace. B'shem Shel Yeshua HaMashiach, Sar Shalom, in the name of Jesus the Messiah, the Prince of Peace.